All right, weekend of the NFL that you'll be able to hear an assortment of games on the Zone. The old guys in the NFC at quarterback and the young guys in the AFC. Baker Mayfield is the old guy playing this weekend at quarterback. You got Rodgers and Goff. You got Jackson and Allen. You got Mahomes and Mayfield. And then you got the old guys in Brady and Breeze playing the late game. Who Tom Brady just wrapped up his best season since 2017. I've said again, it's not going to change his legacy. The guy's going to he's an HOFer on the first ballot. But Tampa brought Tom Brady in because of this pedigree. You win football games in the month of January. And they've had 17 games together to get things right. There are more times in the last few weeks watching Tampa Bay that Tom Brady doesn't look 43. And then there will be a stretch like there was against Washington where he looks like he is 43. Now, if you are Fox, you want Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, you would eat that up. Think that would be a storyline, George?
Just a little bit of one.
I like New Orleans in this game. Neither one of these teams I'm real comfortable with. And it's tough to beat a team three times in the same year. And New Orleans, the last time out, blew out Tampa Bay. They've outscored them 72-26. They played in the first game, and then they played the primetime game. The problem is Tampa Bay, with a really good defense, back-to-back years, Tampa Bay's been essentially a top-five defense. And one of the things that attracted Tom Brady to Tampa was the defense and then the ability to kind of build the offense around him. But one thing he's not able to do is Todd Bowles, who is the defensive coordinator for the Buccaneers. 2 years against New Orleans, and this is 2 years against not the in-his-prime Drew Brees. Todd Bowles is 0-4 against the Saints, and the Saints in those four games have averaged over 34 points. I like New Orleans to win. I like Alvin Kamara to have a big day. I think it'll be the most competitive game, but I like New Orleans to win that game. Now, in your game, I do like the Packers. I can't wait to see Devontae Adams and Jalen Ramsey go after each other. I think Aaron Rodgers will benefit because Aaron Jones is healthy. He's not only got the great Adams, but they got the vertical threat in Valdez-Scantling. The Rams do have a tendency to slow quarterbacks, but Matt LaFleur has schemed up Aaron Rodgers all season long. I imagine you'll see a bunch of play action. The Rams are not one of the one thing you can get with the Rams is you can have success in play action. What does Aaron Rodgers do, George?
He does hard count well. He does play action well.
Play action.
He does everything well.
Play action this year, 21 touchdown passes, zero interceptions.
Zero interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Maybe run a little RPO action. Little. But LaFleur and McVay, I don't know how good Jared Goff's grip will be in the cold. And I don't know, who trusts Jared Goff in this game to be the man? Is he going to outperform Aaron Rodgers? Now, I think the Rams, give me the 6.5 or wherever the line has gone. I wouldn't go below 6.5. And it's 7, 7.5. It's bounced around in that range. Give me that. I think the Packers win. But when you have a good defense and you have good coaching, that does travel. Just remember that if you're behind at halftime, George, just go out and take a walk because you're not winning. McVay is 37-0 when they lead at halftime.
All streaks come to an end. Ask the Undertaker.
Good. You got a little riled up there.
Okay.
My man. But I think you'll see Breeze and Rodgers playing at Lambeau next week. I'll share my AFC pick a little bit later. Wonder who I'm going to pick in that Kansas City-Cleveland game.
We're waiting on the edge of our seats for that one.
Now, I don't want to come on here and tell you that, Patrick Mahomes is 42-9 as a starting quarterback regular season and postseason, and in 33 of those 51 games, they've scored 30 or more. I don't want to tell you that. Because I don't want to, lead you down a weird path. And I don't want to tell you that Cleveland's defense is against the 8 playoff teams they played this year. They give up 33 or more points on average. I don't want to tell you that because I don't want to, you know, skew your opinion. Just going to leave it there. But I think it'll be a tighter game than most people think. Unless you're a Browns fan, John Fanta, you're not choosing Cleveland. Everybody I see is choosing Kansas City. That makes sense. They're the world champs. You got Cleveland coming off an emotional game where they took advantage of a quarterback's mistakes, and they were up 28-0 with a tick under 2 to go in the first quarter. I don't expect the guy that is running the show in Kansas City to make those mistakes. And remember, it's been a long year, George. How many points were the Chiefs down last year?
What's it? 17, 28, 21.
You're getting closer, 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 closer. We'll look at the AFC coming up next hour. Dirk Chatelain, I wasn't snarky or no. No. I got to support my team. I like them. I like them tomorrow. They haven't played dominant football. The defense has played fairly well, and that game will be in the trenches. If Chris Jones causes issues, because Cleveland's going to have to be able to run the football. And Chubb and Hunt are a nice combination to have. It's not like the Chiefs are shutting people down on the ground. I think Cleveland will have success running the football. I wonder how much they put the game in the hands of Baker Mayfield. All right, more on that game. And Baltimore-Buffalo, which is a fantastic matchup coming up on Saturday night. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.